The Colt from Snowy River, a Brumby story. Written by Aileen Mitchell and read by Caroline Lee. Suddenly the filly was ahead again, vanishing in amongst the trees. She was there, ahead of him. She was gone. She was there. And then she really was gone, and Buzz could only hear her. Shredded clouds blew across the old moon. The night became very dark. The trees were dark. And the filly, herself, though her coat had glowed in the moonlight, was dark enough to blend with the trees in the night. Buzz leapt after her. He knew exactly where she had gone into the snow gums, only the whisk of a tail ahead of him, and yet somehow she eluded him. Quickly he followed the sound of her. She twisted and turned through the bush. A branch slapped his flank, another whipped him across the eyes, yet she only seemed to brush lightly past leaf and bough. His ears were pricked forward to catch her every movement through the bush as he followed. If he stopped, might she stop and wait for him? He stopped, but then he became aware that many other Brumbies were quite close, moving through the trees, following too. The filly snapped a twig underfoot ahead of him, and he sprang forward again. Then the moon came out from under the ragged clouds. Buzz saw her crossing a small snowgrass glade. This time he hurtled himself towards her and almost reached her side, but she melted into the trees again. A particularly tough branch caught him on the chest. There was a sound behind him and he looked back. Just before the cloud rack flew across the moon, he saw some of the other Brumbies strung out behind him. Then he heard one or two on either side. For a moment, he felt a prickle of nerves along his hide. Were they closing in? This filly who had called him from far off and who had kept coming ever closer, calling him, did she belong to any other stallion? Why were they closing in so much? In a sudden, strong beam of moonlight, he saw two horses trotting through the trees on his right. Were they and he different? Those horses had never been stalled at night, not spent all their lives in a fenced paddock. Perhaps he smelt different from them. These Brumbies had probably been watching him out mustering cattle on Perisher Mountain. They had been watching him in his yard too, and now he felt that there were many eyes watching him in the moonlight, or peering through the darkness, watching.